the Tiltcast, episode 171. It's the episode.
And this week we talk about Titanfall, Wasteland 2, Castlevania Lords of Shadow 2, Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare, Shadowrun, Dragonfall, 7 Days to Die, South Park, Stick of Motherfucking Truth, Thief, and Diablo 3.
Swamp
Hey, maybe some news in there somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yep, we'll do another episode next week.
Titanfall.
It's those hands are so creepy.
Cuddly balls.
Oh, and that was a great intro. Awesome intro.
Amazing intro.
Awesome intro.
Whatever.
Hey, guys. We're back for another episode. My name's Jason. To my left is Justin.
You had to think about that.
I did.
Yep,
what up?
He's like, left? Right.
Left, right. The cigarette's always in the right.
The deciding factor, though, is he had to like choose what hand had the cigarette. But he doesn't realize that nobody's watching, so nobody gives a shit. He could have said, in the other state.
Right? No, I will fully admit work fried my brain today.
Oh, well.
But, and across from me is Rusty, the epic student.
The epic student. Wow.
Mister complains about comp and then gets a 94 on his first paper.
Shh, people listen to this shit. I'm a horrible writer, by the way.
You know, usually what I do is, so we sit in a thread all day at work, and I have to code things in another department. So usually what I do is, you guys know Chuck.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Chuck over in RC.
Mm-hmm.
So I intentionally misspell stuff all the time because he's a word nerd.
Of course.
And then I'll start just putting hashtags in between everything I say and telling you about goes insane.
That's what I was doing tonight.
I was like...
I could just see him actually leave the RC, go over to you and just like sock you in the jaw.
He has at some point come over and just like, shut the fuck up.
That's amazing.
We're pretty good buddies, though.
You know what?
It's crazy.
I've actually messed with Chuck a few times like that, and I fully expected him to like come over to my desk and hit me in the back of the head or something.
Mm-hmm. No, it's something like that. Word nerds.
Yeah, I mean, dude's bad enough being an English teacher.
Yeah.
Bad.
It's bad because my assistant at work is like an ex-English teacher, so nice. I drive her batshit insane all day, too.
Nice.
Sweet.
Nice. So enough about work. Rusty, what have you been doing the past 2 weeks
since
we got iced in?
Oh, yeah, we've had a hell of a time trying to get this damn show going. I apologize. Yeah.
Right?
I think we all apologize. Like, that's not normal for us.
No,
we take Christmas off. That's usually what we do.
Right?
Well, last week... We can all chalk that down to a lot of horrible, bad communication about what we were doing.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Yeah, it was bad. I enjoyed it because school was out that day. That never happens for me.
I didn't enjoy it because of the attendance nightmare it caused.
Oh, of course not. That was paperwork for you. But
I actually got around some of the paperwork, but it involved me being extremely diplomatic with upper management and saying it's not worth it.
Yeah, well... Look,
I'm going to fire 3 people over a snow day. Fuck this.
No, that's not even worth it. Man. All right, so...
And they were trying to keep me at work longer, so that just made the communications even worse.
Yeah, that was a fucked up day.
Yeah, well, hopefully that's just done with. It's like 68 degrees outside
now. Well, I was wearing corduroys earlier today, and I was like...
What?
That's why I changed, because it was fucking hot. I was like, I got to get some shorts.
Fucking sitting there sweating your balls off.
Yeah, literally. Like, they keep your balls so warm when it is cold outside. It's the best thing to have snuggly balls.
Snuggly balls.
Now, see, Rusty and I have a problem. We get snuggly balls, and then ball soup follows shortly after.
Yeah, nobody wants to rest
your ball soup. But snuggly balls sound so much more friendly.
Yeah.
Because it's friendly.
You think of the snuggle bear with balls. No, it's not friendly.
Whoa.
It's not friendly at all.
No, that's not friendly. I don't like to think of anything with balls.
All right, then.
Keep your fantasy to yourself.
Stop talking about fantasy. Stop talking about balls. Anywho.
I'm sure there's some young, impressionable female college students that wish they had snuggle bear with balls.
He had to stop. He's like, female college students. Fucker. Anywho.
What does a chipmunk look like when they got a full mouth?
And look it up on Urban Dictionary. Oh, yeah. Being a student sucks. Being a student really sucks. And I had a bunch of tests, so nobody wants to hear about my absolute failure with all of my classes. I've got A's in every one of them, so...
Oh, damn.
Yeah. No, not by... I thought I was going to fail every one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you cramming?
Well,
these are all the classes he didn't want to take, so he took them all in one semester.
Yeah.
So you hate your life?
Pretty much. My history course is all handwritten essay questions for a test.
I do so good at that. I am such a good BSer with a string of truth.
Well, that's the thing. Somehow,
once it comes to pen on paper and BS, man, I can just let it flow.
Well...
That's why I'm the boss.
Right? Well...
That is true, because I couldn't BS some of that shit, so...
I've had two tests, and I've scored really high on both of these tests. The first one, I actually set the curve.
And then everybody hated you?
Well, yeah, obviously. But the average score was like 61.
Fuck.
Out of like, you know...
Yeah, and then you made like a 95?
Oh, I made 112 on the first one.
Oh, fuck. You just dropped... You pulled that up like 25 points,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, so basically they hated me. But...
26 points.
I'm sitting here going, okay. I don't think I did well at all. Being the king of retards is still the king, though. So I'm going to take it. I had... Mathematics. Yes.
You're here.
All right. So, no, I got the tests done this week, so I'm fine. Finally, I just have to write a 4-page paper.
Yeah, that's not bad. You can knock that out in 20 minutes.
Right. I got my return back, which was way larger than I thought it was. I love being a student.
And they just give you everything, don't they? Oh, a plus some.
They're like,
here's $5,000, and then everything you spend in taxes.
We're terribly sorry for taking any money out of your checks. Here's it all back. With a little bit of, like, sum for us. Like, that sum was like $50. It was terrible. I loved it. So,
I was happy to this year that I only had to pay $76.
$76, wow.
I got a $4 return from state.
$4 return. Well, no, I got a large chunk of change back, and that was just because of the student credits and stuff like that.
And you wrote off all your expenses, I'm sure.
Yes. Well,
I would.
The tax lady said, you know what? This year, write off your any technology purchases as student expenses. You can do up to $1,000.
So you did up to $1,000.
I got my return back, went out and bought a $1,000 laptop. Happy as hell. So, that's my new baby. That's my new toy.
What'd you get?
It is an Asus.
So I think you went online.
Huh?
You went online?
No.
No. I found it at Best Buy.
Of all places?
Yeah, it's an Asus with an i7. And it has a GeForce 745M in it, which...
That's not bad for a net card.
That's not bad at all for a mobile card. It's about three or four rungs lower than, you know, top of the line, so it's not bad.
So basically it'll play pretty much anything you really want it to? Or?
Kinda. Technically, it's technically a beefier card than what I've got in my... in my desktop right now, but it's running, you know, it's running on the mobile platform, so it's kind of comparable. I can play most games with it right now.
Just can't add mods to Skyrim. Can't add mods to Skyrim kind of thing, huh?
Oh, well, I wouldn't. It's got 8 gigs of RAM, which my desktop has 16, so it would handle everything just fine. What I'm really hating is the fact that all laptops come preloaded with Windows 8. I hate it.
Absolutely. Does it have a touchscreen too?
Yes, it does, though. That's the saving grace. If you are working with Windows 8, you kind of want to have a touchscreen anyway. So
on a laptop, I can see it being a
a cool thing.
It is.
It's, well, and the laptop touchscreens aren't horrible anymore. They're actually fairly responsive.
Yeah, I was... It's,
you play piano?
Well, there's 20 different contact points on the screen. So it can pick up 20 different finger presses on the screen at a time.
So which more is than two nice. Hands.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not going to be playing with my toes and my fingers at the same time.
You should just be ironic.
Yeah, no, that's just going to be a bad picture on the internet somewhere.
But no,
look what I could do.
Just for our tech nerds, this is how picky Rusty was. He had to have an i7. Runs at 1.8, will turbo boost to 3.0.
Mm-hmm.
The problem where he's run into an issue is it also has a dual card with Intel HD graphics.
Yeah, it's
and that's what Windows 8 manages that poorly right now.
It's not the greatest. You have to set it. Set the graphics card as the default launcher for each game.
Oh, that's weird.
So you can go in and run it on the advanced graphics card, or you can run it on the onboard graphics. It's supposed to set it as default, but you know, for whatever reason, sometimes it goes wonky on me.
What have you played on it?
Well, I've only loaded a few things on it. So I've got Civ 5. I've got FTL.
FTL run on anything.
Well, right. And I picked up or put Shadowrun on it. And Shadowrun runs
pretty much anything, too.
You know, but Civ 5 was probably the most taxing on it. The problem is
Civ 5 is taxing on pretty much everything.
Well, if you turn everything way up, yeah. Especially once you open up the map and you have a bunch of units moving around.
But then it's got the 8 gigs of base RAM. The card's got 2 gigs on it. It's got 1 terabyte hard drive.
It's difficult to find a laptop in a store that has a dedicated graphics card.
Yeah, without going out and looking at something like iBuyPower or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
not
there
mentioning
was
the obvious overpriced one,
right?
Yeah,
because screw those guys.
Well, I mean, Best Buy had a few others that were really good, but they were online only.
Mm-hmm.
So
the one that was $10 more, it had you know 8 more gigs of RAM in it, but it had a Radeon card that wasn't nearly as good. So
I mean, let's be honest. Like, really, most of your games are going to use more than 3 or 4 gigs.
The Radeon card was equivalent to a 720, GeForce 720.
It wasn't nearly as
good,
though.
It wasn't quite as beefy of a card.
I prefer NVIDIA, but that's people.
You know, anymore, I had the Radeon for a long time, and then I finally switched to that NVIDIA, and I got that 660 Ti.
Mm-hmm.
It's not top of the line, but it runs everything.
I'm hoping, I'm really hoping that my mine will survive what I'm going to put it through tonight, because Titanfall drops tonight. So, Titanfall drops tonight.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
I'm missing my copy of midnight release. I'm going to pick up at lunch tomorrow.
That's happened to a lot of people. You were getting it.
Well,
from,
it's not that. It's just that I can't because I'm doing this. Like, you going to be here? Are you guys doing a show here? I was like, no, I'm doing the show, but I'm not doing it here.
Well, we have a laptop, and the microphone isn't all that big. We can put it in the fucking vehicle and go.
No,
I wouldn't do that with Trent's laptop. Not without him going.
All right.
At this late.
Yeah, well, spontaneous on-site recording. There we go. Outside of that, I've only played a little bit of a bunch of different games. So it's nothing really spectacular. I think the newest one that I touched was, oh crap. Well, nothing new.
Nothing new?
Nothing new. Well, I just got my return, like, this last Friday, so I picked up the Titanfall today before I came to the show, basically.
Gotcha.
So, I didn't have a chance to go out and actually buy some of the stuff that I wanted to get.
Fair enough.
But, yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, yeah. Nobody wants to hear me, go through Civ again.
All right. Well, then, before you go, because I know you got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
You have a ton. So, I'll just go ahead and say it.
Done with.
My last 2 weeks consisted of finally getting to see Ender's Game.
Yeah.
Still haven't seen that movie.
And Trent's right. It can be a little disappointing if you have read the book already.
Hmm.
But if you actually look at it just strictly from a movie point of view, kind of a separate universe thing, it's an alright movie.
Do you think if I was to watch the movie and then read the book, would I be alright?
Yes, if you did it in that order, you would be alright.
I'm watching that movie tomorrow, though. Nope, wait, not. Yep, screw that. Titanfall, never mind.
Just because, let me put it this way, they could have made the movie an hour longer and explained a whole lot more in that movie, probably would have been close to on the same level as like Avatar or something like that.
Fuck Avatar.
But they didn't.
But it's like giant Smurfs.
But the.
It's Pocahontas.
Pocahontas Smurfs.
But the movie pretty much focuses singularly on the one character, whereas the book went in a couple of different directions.
They had some really cool mechs in there. I'm good with the technology.
I'm not good with Avatar. Well, let's not get started on that.
Oh, come on.
Not good with Avatar.
Oh, what? You don't like your techno Pokemon?
No, I don't like. I do not like Avatar. I'm going on record as that. There's a whole show dedicated to how much I and Trent both hate Avatar.
I understand.
Not a fan.
But you know what I mean as far as story-wise, though.
Fuck that story. I might like Ender's Game. Never convinced me to like fucking Avatar. Fucking unoriginal piece of
garbage. I don't think you're going to get anybody to agree that Avatar and Ender's Game have anything in common.
No, but I'm saying
except they're both fantasy.
It could have.
Sci-fi. And one's good and one's not, right?
No, I'm just saying it could have sold and done the same kind of numbers.
I think maybe somebody's going to find you and flay you right? for that.
I know Victor, which is on the show occasionally, loves Avatar.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but it's Victor.
Hey, he dressed up as Avatar, painted his whole body blue, and wore the loincloth and ran around town.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
That's a whole kind of special right there.
We should be seeing him here this Saturday.
Oh, nice.
Probably not dressed up as Avatar.
Thank God.
No, but now that I know that, I still... Now that I know that, though, I am going to have to give him shit about that this weekend.
Dude.
Hold on. And... and Justin's got a picture. Other than that, I got to play Thief.
Yeah, finally. So let's talk about that. Me and you both play Thief.
I have played all of probably an hour of it.
All but an hour, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we should play a little bit.
Yeah. had I not gone out shopping for a laptop with you, I would have beaten it too.
I made my decision fairly quick. I mean,
did you rent it or buy it?
I rented it.
Good for you.
I am actually glad I rented it.
Yeah,
I'm about to trade the fucker in.
And there is a strong reason for it, and that is instead of feeling like Thief, they tried to make it feel like Dishonor.
I honestly wish it had been more like Dishonored and actually had been fun.
Only problem is, you try to make it feel like Dishonored and you don't give it the combat capabilities of Dishonored.
Right.
It's going to fall short. So they tried the original Thief's combat system with all bludgeoning and stealth moves and... no real combat.
Combat is not fun in that game.
No, it's not.
I watched at least a couple situations where, you know, you ended up in hand-to-hand combat where you just... Oh, Jesus Christ. There's some things in this world you just cannot unsee.
And that is Victor painted blue.
All right, so...
with what looks like red contacts. Because of the flash.
It's burned into my retinas.
There you go.
All right.
Burn it again.
Oh,
burn it again.
Oh, jeez.
Anywho.
I never wanted to see Victor that naked.
Close. Oh, he even posed for you. Look at that.
Wow. So, my main problem is that if you did get into a hand-to-hand combat situation, and it was against more than one NPC...
You're dead.
You're dead.
Well, I saw what looked like melee combat, but it was more of like flailing arms, and then all of a sudden there was hit X, and then hold X for a certain period of time, and then let go of X, and then a small little cutscene, and then dude's dead, or knocked out, or whatever.
Yeah. You know, it just felt... When it came to the combat, it felt unfinished. I really did.
I played 4 hours of it, and I decided I had so many more things that I'd rather be playing that were new. And I have it on PS4. Trace. I'm not hating on it because it's on a system. I'm hating on it because the game is bad. And Trent will have a better explanation of that this next week if he wants to bring it up again. Because he played through most of it as well. When I say it's bad, I had a hard time following the story. That's never a good thing, especially when it's so dry and so slow and so serious. Like, they could have injected a little bit of humor to lighten it up, and they never did.
So serious.
But,
actually,
I just had major fucking issue with the gameplay.
I had no issue with the seriousness of the story. Seriousness.
If it had been a story.
The problem was that you didn't get enough.
No, that's what I'm saying. I was lost.
There is a huge gap between the opening of the game
and the next 10 minutes,
and and your first actual chapter in the game.
I think that was the point.
There's a huge story hole.
I especially like the fact where they're like, "Okay, play," and then you go across water, and then you're immediately like detected.
I like the whole fact about I'm trying to climb walls and I can't jump to begin with because I just have the parkour button. Uh-huh. And it's like, I just really want to get in this place that's like 3 feet above me, but I can't do it because there's no handholds.
You have to have an arrow with a rope on it.
Or it doesn't have a spot for an arrow and a rope.
Right. Yeah, if you have to have a spot for that.
You have to have a place where it's like, oh, this you can interact with this part of the environment, but...
Well...
It just drove me fucking nuts.
That part of it was fairly like the original Thief games. The problem
but
was
those games came out like 15 years ago.
Right.
Yes.
We can improve upon that at this point. Yes. We've had Assassin's Creed.
I'm about to parkour my way through like ruins and shit. Right. Can't wait to play this game, by the way.
A game about climbing and being stealthy without a jump button is fucking bullshit.
They would have
Assassin's Creed like that, didn't it?
Yeah.
No, wait, but you can. But no, there's more things you can interact with, though. You can interact with almost everything.
Free running. That's what you're looking for. A stealth game that doesn't allow you to free run.
Or a stealth game that, if they're going to allow free running, it's not assigned to certain things that you don't understand. Like, there's no indication that I can interact with that unless I hit that one button, and then it'll tell me some highlighted blue points where I could grab something. Which just seems to limit my fucking experience, which pisses me off.
Yeah. Well,
let's make this open-ended, but there's two ways to do it.
Right. Only two ways. And you can't think of any other way.
Well, the other frustrating part, like you said, was that if you go too far on the ground and then you need to go up, you end up having to backtrack a long-ass fucking way. To be able to
get the whole thing about blowing out the candles and stuff like that, and I thought that was cool, but I can't blow out the lamps, or maybe I'm missing something. I don't know.
But no, there are some lamps you just can't.
That is our super special guest for the show. Apparently, the one that we all kind of like had no freaking clue who's gonna be here.
I have no idea.
It's an axe murder.
Well, he's unlocking the door, so it must be...
Oh. Hey.
I called you.
Oh, hi.
Like 40 times. Huh? Not 40, like 3. It felt like 40, though. Hello.
Hi. Apparently she called like 30 or 40 times. And... So, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, we were hating on Thief.
Continue.
All I've got to say is Creeper Hands.
If Creeper Hands?
You have to actually show the hands on screen, seriously. Yeah. You can't just imagine yourself, you know, crouched down and being able to swipe things off of things. No, you have to have the Creeper Hands. Have you... Think about this. Crouch down, put your hands out to the point where you can see them in your vision. It's kind of creepy. It is.
Fair enough.
Creeper Hands. Anywho.
Oh, that's a whole lot of context that's not going to make it on the show there. Anyway, it is a rent. It is not a buy, in my opinion. I think I've played enough of it to honestly say that this game is a solid 3 for me. And it's not going to get any more than that.
Well, I'll let you at least rate it. I'm not going to give it a chance to rate because I just did. If I have this many games to play that I feel are more important... Mm-hmm. Then it just doesn't belong on my list.
Let's put it this way. I was wishing I told my wife Lords of Shadow first.
Ooh. Okay.
I could tell you all about that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
So, that was my week. A disappointing game that I literally bust through.
What, like 12 hours maybe?
I've got 11 hours in. So, it's probably 12 and a half at the most. And that's literally stealthing the whole thing because I was not going to do the additional thief jobs to be able to upgrade my kit. So,
I guess I'm disappointed that I spent so much money. But, I mean, que sera, sera, that's what I do on this show all the time.
Pretty much.
Disappoint myself.
Well, at least you didn't buy Dark.
Yeah, that was fucking unfinished, wasn't it?
Yeah, well,
yeah,
it's bad enough that I won't touch it. So,
I got a few games like that, but I'm not going to get into bad games. We started talking about Castlevania: Lords of Shadow 2, and that piqued my interest.
Yes,
because I'm one of the few people that doesn't really mind that game that much. I know I just hated on some story things. People are going to hate on this game. And why? Because it's a lot different than a lot of Castlevania games. It really is. Do you like Lords of Shadow, the first one? I love it. I'm going to go so far to blaspheme and say it's the best remake, and not just a Castlevania game, but of an old classic that comes back and delivers as much as I wanted it to. Not this game, but Lords of Shadow 1. It's not as good as Lords of Shadow 1. Lords of Shadow 1 is a fucking fantastic game. What?
I don't like it.
You even played it?
Yes.
How much?
Not a lot. Just being brutally honest, but...
How much?
There's a reason why I don't like it.
Why is that?
I don't like having no control over the camera.
You played Resident Evil, didn't you?
Yes, but Resident Evil, from that point up to now, I've kind of gotten spoiled on the fact that I've had access to the camera.
They do that now in this new one.
Okay, well, at least they fixed it, because...
So, aside from the camera?
Aside from the camera...
There are some really glorious scenes in that game.
Yes, and there's really...
Patrick Stewart.
Well, there's that.
He's pretty awesome.
Well, just on the fact that he's a voice.
He's a good voice.
Yeah, well, you know.
He's a very pleasing eardrum.
I'm with Justin on this one. I really enjoyed Lords of Shadow 1.
Like, you get through the whole game and then the reveal at the end?
I wouldn't say it's the best reboot of a franchise so much. It was really enjoyable.
I put it, when that game came out, if I was going to put it on the Tiltcast rating system, it was at 4.5 for me. Ooh. I really liked that game.
Okay, well, I'm still...
You can hate on it.
No, I can't hate on the game, like I said.
So,
I'm only hating on the fact that you think that it's that good.
I like it better than the other ones.
It's good. All right.
If you go back to being a classic, but I'm not into platformers anymore, so that's my thing. Like the original, you know, Symphony of the Night, it's a great fucking game. I mean, nobody's going to argue that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a platformer. I don't play a lot of platformers anymore. You know what I mean? Like, it created that genre. It's one of the starters of that genre. You mean, you have the Metroid. Obviously, Metroidvania comes from the term Castlevania Metroid.
Exactly.
They both did that whole thing with the level ups, and you kind of go through a dungeon 14 billion times to get everything you need to get and move up and fight a boss, move on.
Here's the thing.
It's like Shadow of the Colossus versus, you know, like, Shadow of the Colossus meets Gods of War meets a better story. Well, Shadow of the Colossus didn't have much of a story. It was just awesome. Meets Castlevania. I mean, that's just what it was. And they said, oh, it's the original was a platformer. Let's add some platforming in it.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the reasons they do the forced perspective. There's a lot of parts where it is straight up side-scrolling. And then they go back to the position where you're doing the fights and stuff like that. And there's a lot of movements in between things. The original story, though, is more consistent in its telling than Lords of Shadow 2. Lords of Shadow 2 is not very consistent in its telling, and part of the reason for that, spoiler alert, you're going to hate me, Rusty.
Don't do it.
It's not much of a spoiler if you've played the first one.
Okay.
The premise of it is you're now Dracula, right?
Okay.
So, you're now Dracula, and he's kind of slept through the ages, and you're in Castlevania City now, which, you know, it's fucking hokey as shit. But Castlevania City's basically like Gothic New York or something, right? And then Satan's coming back on a warpath to kick your ass because you kicked his ass before, and he wants to take care of you even though you're evil. So you make a pact with somebody else who's evil to kind of take him back down. And he doesn't really want to survive at first, and now he kind of feels like he's got a reason for living. There's a whole other part of the storytelling as to why he's trying to make amends for being an asshole. But it goes back and forth. The tutorial is basically what happened through the ages as he was Dracula and didn't give a shit, and that's kind of what they do with the tutorial to kind of tell that backstory and then teach the mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of goes back and forth between the castle and his head. So you get these like this whole castle turns into this huge ass level, like multi-tiered puzzle level with all sorts of shit, which is the fucking castle, and then modern times. And then it jumps back and forth. You still have the same abilities between both, but it gives you that whole Castlevania feel during that part where it goes into his head. To kind of like unlock some things in the past that he forgot, or tying things together, and then goes and plays the story out in modern times where you have people with weapons and things like that, but you're still a badass vampire now, which is a little bit different. So like, he doesn't have the combat cross that they created. He has like the blood tendril thing that basically acts just like a combat cross. So he's got that. He's got like the sword that you use to gain back health, and then he's got some, like, they call it chaos claws to break down armor. And so there's a lot of like multi-tiered combat where you break down the armor, get your combos up to build up enough to get your swords and get your health back to go back to using the whip. And then there's these really cool boss battles and things like that. The graphics on it, I know that some people hated on the graphics on it because it was on PS3 and Xbox 360. Playing it on fucking PC and it runs amazing and it looks amazing. And I'm not saying that because I'm part of the PC master race, because hey, I played an Xbox 360 game. But it looks really good on PC. And I think that's probably, I think, don't quote me on this, I don't know for sure, but it feels like they said the best, we're going to optimize this for PC, because I had all the options that I wanted, and then it runs smooth. Like, there isn't any kind of frame tearing or anything like that. There's no tweaking of this. I just threw it on high and ran it and had no issue.
Nice.
No frame rate issue, no nothing. Like I said, 660 Ti i7. An i7 isn't hugely expensive now, or even an i5 isn't hugely expensive right now. That's a $600 rig at this point. Yeah. So, yeah, I didn't really have that much issue with it.
Nice. So, yeah.
But, like I said, I haven't beaten it because I have so much on my plate right now. It's just, I'm just going to have this whole pool of games, and I'm just going to kind of alternate in between them as I go until May hits. And I play a little bit of Wolfenstein or something, but I'm just going to have to continue telling the tale of these games until I'm done with them, because I just have so much on my plate. So I'll just kind of have a side helping of this and that until I finish.
I'm going to be able to tell you a lot about Titanfall probably next week.
I'm sure you will. I will be playing that, but I'll also be playing Dark Souls 2.
Yes, Dark Souls 2 is one of those things that I completely forgot about. I told myself that I was going to finish Dark Souls.
Yeah.
That was my...
God, that's a long game, dude.
That was my New Year's resolution, right?
Yeah.
I am 4 hours into that, baby.
Good job.
All right.
I will honestly say this. I will not be playing Dark Souls 2 until I can purchase it.
Fair enough.
So, because I know there's... By the time I play through it, renting it, I would have paid that amount anyway.
That's available on PC, so, though, right?
Yeah, it'll be available on PC next month.
Okay, so I've got plenty of time to wait then. Yeah.
Like, I wanted the collector's edition, which is why
I'm
getting it so early. But back to Castlevania, like, I got so much to talk about, I don't want to...
Just do it.
...overgo. But Castlevania Lords of Shadow 2, if you like Lords of Shadow 1, it's still a pretty damn good game. I will say, because the story, the way that it's told, and some of the hokiness, like, I feel like that's Japanesey, but it's made by a Canadian company, which makes it even weirder. So
they're trying too hard.
Castlevania City, that's all I'm saying. But
creeper hands.
Well, no creeper hands. But, like, I mean, there's some goofy ass shit, but plays into some funny mechanics. Like, so there are some unkillable guys, and the unkillable guys you have to stealth. Now, they take an interesting tactic on the stealth. So your dude can find a spot in all these rooms with their stealth, usually, where you can melt into the shadows, see his eyes, then he turns into a plague rat. So very Dishonored cell.
Mm.
Use the rats to get around him, find another spot where you can recombine yourself and get around him, or you'll throw bats at him. You throw the bats at him, it confuses him for a few minutes, or for a few seconds, long enough to get past him. So you can do that, or creep around.
Mm.
Until you can find an enemy you can take down. You can possess enemies, which is actually really cool. Because you'll find stuff that needs, like, an eye scanner or something like that. So you'll sneak up behind a guy, possess him, use the eye scanner, and get past the door.
So the Castlevania City is actually modern times type.
Yeah.
Okay. Or yeah. Even possibly a little futuristic.
Yeah. Like, there's a whole, like, apocalypse thing going on, and, like, things start getting possessed, and so there's enemies that are very much demonic forces kind of stuff going on.
I think I might like this.
But, like, there's a whole thing, like, where you can dissolve into mist to get past certain areas. There's a whole lot of backtracking if you want to do that later, which I'm going to want to do, because it's fucking Castlevania.
Yeah,
you have to be able to backtrack.
Yeah.
You have to get all the unlocks.
Yeah.
There's a lot of little stuff like that, but like I said, the story's a little bit weird, but I still enjoy it, and I'm not saying that as a fanboy, because I didn't know exactly what is getting going into this. I mean, a little bit kind of feels unfinished on the story so far, but maybe it'll come together at the end.
Possibly.
However, the combat is satisfying to me, so I really like it. And it's like, I was listening to another cast, friend of the show, New Quarters. They kind of had the same take I did on these kinds of games, because Dante's Inferno, Devil May Cry came out.
Yeah.
And there's some people like that. My friend John loves it. I can't get past the fact that he's such a douche, and everything about him is fucking douchey as shit. So, because he's so douchey, I just hate Dante. Like, I can't get past the fact that I fucking hate Dante. And because I fucking hate Dante and his douchiness, I just can't ever finish that game. I have gotten through about 4 hours of that game, like, four times, and I just keep putting it down, and it's like, I'm done. Fuck you, Dante. You suck. So, I apologize. I have a little bit of some allergies going on right now, and I'm starting to lose my voice, but...
It's okay. I only watched one scene.
Was it the scene where, like, the trailer gets knocked out and he flies through the trailer and is, like, everything strategically flying through the trailer to cover his junk until he slides in midair into his clothes to get out of the trailer and start fighting like a badass?
No.
So anime. Like, and not that I mind the fucking anime shit, but that just, like, for some reason just incited so much stupid rage. I was like, fuck you, Dante. You are a douchebag. I don't care.
You want to do that deep down. You want to be able to do that.
What, fly through the air into my clothes?
Yeah.
So like a rock star?
Yeah, like a rock star. See? Already,
It's got fucking Kobe Christ on the soundtrack. I don't like Kobe Christ.
All right, well, fair enough.
So anyways.
Speaking of which.
What?
What?
At this point, I really kind of want to borrow that and play through it again.
What? Lord of Shadow?
No.
DMC?
DMC.
I don't have it on.
Oh, you got it on PC?
I could set up Steam Family Sharing on that. Ass of a PC you have.
Yeah.
No.
I need to.
You played on
that.
Rusty's machine.
No. No.
You can probably get it for $11.
Shoot, I've had enough trouble couple of days. Right.
When's your birthday?
Oh. August.
If I see it on the cheap when I go pick up Titanfall, I'll pick you up DMC. Bastard.
I think it's like $20.
No,
if it's less than $20, I'll pick it up.
I've played it once. I just.
So you can. So you
I get
can be a douche
in.
Without
I
it.
Get in the mood. Mood.
Watch the succubus fight.
I've had a hell of a time just trying to talk Rusty into you know, let me use one of the two to play Dota.
I get this fucking laptop. I know shit, put Steam on it. And he's like, so, on Dota Wednesdays.
we can totally get him in.
This machine will play Dota, right? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, so on Dota Wednesdays, you're going to let me use the laptop, right? Or if you want to play on the laptop, I'll use your desktop. I'm like, yeah,
fuck you.
I bought Bose speakers for my desktop.
Wow.
I love my shit. Basically, what I'm saying here is when I get money in my bank account, I spend it on tech.
So,
yeah. So
no, I just need to get mine repaired.
We might actually get him on Dota Wednesdays.
We need to play some more Dota Wednesdays.
I've been wanting to play Dota, but then my computer blew up.
Well,
me and you have had some bad scheduling things lately, and then that part's kind of sucked. I just had so much on my plate. I apologize to the fans. I know there's been a couple people who asked me about it. It's like doing Wasteland, and then I started streaming Wasteland on Twitch. Speaking of which, Twitch channel's up. Just search Tiltcast. We're the only Tiltcast on Twitch, thank God.
Right.
It's
not Tiltcast 2.
We don't have any graphics, but we might by this weekend. Cross my fingers, Trent.
Well, if we can get Twitch set up, I could definitely Twitch some Titanfall, maybe, possibly.
Well, I'll send you the key. We'll let you Twitch
it out. We'll work that out a little bit later, but yeah, I can Twitch some Titanfall on PC.
Two people with a key right now, myself and then Lebowski. I mean, Travis.
Uh-huh, right.
I see we were doing that with 7 Days to Die the other night.
Ah.
So speaking of that, yeah, I played more 7 Days to Die. Alpha 7.2 is out. Smooth terrain feature is amazing. The cooking is amazing now. They throw so many features into this game every time. Like, I'm a Minecraft fan, and it is very much Minecraft meets Left 4 Dead, plus tower defense. And so, now it's a little harder, again. We played it on a harder setting, too, but I think it was more than that. Like, we also got to a point where I think they did something with the spikes. So before what happens, we'd set up spikes around whatever living place we were at. And then they'd be destroyed by the next day. Mm. And you're like, man, I gotta go cut trees. Well, now there's like a crafting timer, so original crafting timer took us way too long. It took us a whole day to do spikes, but with one person. Like, two layers of spikes around the place. So we changed the timer speed to half speed, because there's plenty of options on the server side of things.
Mm-hmm.
Which made it to where I could do it in half a day and still have time to do other things. And then, if you don't make any noise, the zombies don't know you're there. So sometimes you'll have one that'll see your lights and will come running out of the forest. But for the most part, like, we'd get hit with like 8 zombies, where before it was like 40 or 50 or 100 or whatever. And that would always just zero in on you from all over the countryside. Now the spawning system's based on the amount of noise or light you use.
Hmm.
So if you can be sneaky and quiet at night, then your chances are you're not going to get a lot of zombie spawns. It just means that, I think the way that they're balancing it out now is that you still have to go get certain supplies. Like, I can only use paper to craft ammunition for shotguns, or TNT, and you use TNT a lot for mining because it's fun. you just start blowing a hole in the ground and just keep going. But, like, we found a cabin out in the woods after searching and almost dying several times. And we got overrun, like, 3 or 4 times. And we'd set the death to where it would drop your backpack. So we'd go run and pick up our backpack, fight our way with, like fucking Chuck Norris our way, like, upstairs. And, like, grab a, you know, an axe or something out of our inventory and try to survive and then die again. And we died, like, 4 or 5 times one night trying to survive. But after we survived that one night, we got to a point where we're self-sustaining enough that it wasn't a big deal except for water. So where we have saved it there on the server now, like, we just need water. Now there's a whole water purification system. Used to, you could just go grab water out of the toilet, and it was drinkable. Now they're like, nope, you need to cook that shit because it's toilet water, or river water, or muddy water, or whatever. So you got to come up with a whole purification system, which is kind of cool. So, like, they got the whole survival thing down. Like, it's not realistic, but it's as realistic as a goofy-ass game like this can be, and it makes it fun. So, like, even with, you know, cooking different types of food and things like that. So, been surviving out in the wilderness with a bunch of dudes. Trying to make this gay. It's not working, is it?
No.
What are you laughing about?
Boiling toilet water. I had an Austin Powers moment there.
Well, yeah. Well, usually, if you find a place with a toilet, that means you have a renewable source of water. But now they make you boil the water first, which I think makes more sense.
Because in the zombie apocalypse, you can still flush.
Right.
Okay.
Well, but we also have a lake next to the house because there's no toilet, so now
we go to the lake. Gravity-powered flushing system. Got yeah.
But anyways, yeah, so far, we twitched that night, had some fun with it. Me and Matt was on the show, and Lebowski, and Peters, and I want to say Jake. Maybe it was Jake. We had a lot of fun with that. But.
I'm so anti-Minecraft right now that I'd have to have that Minecraft for Dummies book that was shown.
Oh, yeah. You guys found a Minecraft for Dummies book, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was at,
we walk
into
Staples.
Yeah.
We're like, the laptops here are so old that all of them have i5s or before.
Oh, it was a like, three.
There was actually one that had a Pentium chip in it.
Yes. Yes. And it was like, what, $300?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's a piece of garbage.
So, he's
this
like,
will do word.
So we're like, all right, we'll just go look at speakers.
No.
They have shit for speakers.
One thing I go to for Staples for is when I forget my supply order at work and then I need to buy a stapler because somebody stole it.
Well,
they always steal my stapler.
I
was actually thinking about getting a red swing line stapler.
Right? It was a red swing line. Got it. All right, so... I don't normally go to Staples for tech at all. You know, I just went there because I was trying to find other places to compare. But I went through there, found that, you know, well, Jason actually found the book.
Yes.
And pointed it out.
We are walking away from
everything.
What they called speakers, going back towards the front of the store, and right there...
What?
Uh-huh. And right there is a just a display in the middle of the aisle with a bunch of Dummies books, and on the bottom shelf there it is. Nice. Minecraft for Dummies Portable Edition.
Nice. What does it just show you how to do, like the Redstone stuff or what?
I don't even think. Did we crack it open and look at it?
It is everything from... I just read the back cover. But it literally explains everything from the... just from the basics of crafting to what all the elements you can find in the game are. All of that.
Oh, God. That's awesome. Anywho.
As Rusty pours his beer.
It's a Murphy Stout, damn it.
Murphy Stout. Hold the glass at a 45-degree angle.
And I'm pouring a Nos Brew.
Pouring Nos Brews.
You want to taste, Jason?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Put that head drop down a little bit. In fact, do you want that?
Oh.
I got enough for two.
Oh.
Yeah, it's one beer. You'll be all right.
Oh, shit.
It's like 7.5 points.
Dude, I was perfectly drivable after your birthday, and look at how much I drank. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah, these are good. These are, I like Murphy's.
All right.
Murphy's is a good beer.
So, here we are. What were we talking about
here
again? Minecraft on books.
Minecraft for Dummies.
Yeah,
my diet's fucked anyway.
Right?
I couldn't help myself but make a big deal of it and snap a picture because I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I saw that too and I was like, I can't believe this is even a thing. But I can because, you know, Minecraft sold like 30 plus million copies, so.
Well, and it's gotten so big now that housewives are playing it like Candy Crush and.
Well, even people that don't know what video games are, you know, it's funny, I actually bought my girlfriend's son Minecraft. I was like, I'm a big dork, obviously, and I like the game. I was like, so here's the thing, just think of it as like Legos. Like, that's basically what it is, Legos with zombies. And then when you start...
Creepers.
Well, there's zombies too, and skeletons, and spiders, and all sorts of shit. But anyways, long story short, I was like, he'll enjoy it, he's creative. It fucking took over her Xbox.
And of course.
So, now she's pissed at me because I bought a Minecraft.
That's funny. I've seen kids with you know, Minecraft.
When we're running the server, like some people that know I do this show actually had added one of their kids, and I didn't realize how young he was. I was like, man, I got to watch my filthy mouth. But I let him play on it for a little bit, and he was making his own little universe off in the corner somewhere. Wouldn't even bother us a bit. I was on voice chat all the time, so like I'd pop up and was like, fuck, I can't say fuck. This kid's like 11. His mom's in a punk rock band, so. But she's also like, that's that one side of her. The mom side of her is like Mother Bear.
No, right.
Yeah, so I was like, I'll be good.
Don't fuck with Mother Bear.
But no, I mean, Minecraft's all right. I will be honest. I just like the creative mode.
Well, the nice thing about 7 Days to Die is even though you can build structures, a lot of it survive is around making those structures defense. And so, like, since we were mining, our walls kept getting tore down because zombies just chew through wood. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, the wood paneling on the house, like, they get through it in a few swipes. So we found stone, turned it into cobblestone, and then wrapped the house in cobblestone and then put spikes outside, and that seemed to do the trick. Unless, like, we haven't been penetrated yet. So, does that seem to do the trick?
Well, you know, you keep putting spikes on that cod piece, and
we just,
it'll last for a while.
We just put spikes on it, and nobody wants to touch it. So,
yeah.
Squirrel's not going to get these nuts.
Nope. These nuts. That's all, folks.
All right. You can't see it, but I'm shaking my head.
Of course. But right. Yeah, 7 Days to Die is still cool. Glad they implement stuff like, you know, stealth system's been happening with that. You can throw rocks and distract zombies, and they have little zombie radar. But nice. It's getting a lot better.
Nosferatu's not bad.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, what else do you got?
I'm going to talk about some smaller things real quick.
Smaller.
It's not really smaller, but...
that's what she said.
Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare.
This is the 3D one?
Yep.
Okay.
I had no idea what I was getting. I just knew that I had a $20 Xbox card, and I needed something else for my Xbox One. And so I was like, I'm going to see what's going on. And then I'd watched like a Let's Play thing by the guys at Rooster Teeth,
mm-hmm.
the Achievement Hunter. I loved Achievement Hunter. Those guys are funny as hell. But I was watching them play. I was like, that looks like a lot of fun. And then I realized I was playing a single player, and it is very much a multiplayer game. And they have multiplayer deathmatch, which is kind of like Team Fortress, but with plants and zombies. It sounds ridiculous, but it's not. The classes work pretty well. It looks pretty well. It's running on Frostbite. It's extremely smooth, extremely detailed for what it is. It looks really good for the art style that it is. It's very clean.
Huh.
And then you got the tower defense mode. And I can say that if I had more people, instead of playing with strangers, I'd probably have a lot of fun with it. But I haven't gotten enough into it to know exactly what I want to do with it. So I tried playing single player by myself, defending my garden, and that is hard as fuck, because when boss waves come and things like that, like, I'm just myself and a few potted plants that got shooting shit, and I'm that one, like, it's very class-based, so I have that one class, so I picked the soldier class, essentially, mm-hmm. and there's just you're no bueno, by, like, wave 10, I was just wiping. I was like, this is not fun. So I played with randoms, and then, due to communication issues, being that people had mics or didn't have mics, and it was always kind of awkward, like, I just decided, I'm going to see if any of my friends eventually pick this up, and then maybe I'll play more. So you guys won't get a review for that until somebody I know picks it up.
Somebody jump on that, because I'm over Xbox Live at the moment.
Well, it's only Xbox One. So, as far as I know.
Like I said, over Xbox Live.
So, anywho, as you would say.
Right, anywho.
That's all I got for that.
Anywho. What a boot.
I'm trying to figure out what's bigger.
Which one?
Let's go Shadowrun. Shadowrun Dragonfall.
It's actually one that I'm planning on buying tonight, so don't ruin it for me.
I'm not going to steal it.
But I just got the money, so I'm going to put it on
I'm
there.
I'm not as big into the Shadowrun universe as you are, so I don't know a lot of the stuff. I will say that there is a dragon.
Nice.
That I have not run into yet.
Mm.
The story has been very deep so far. It is very story-centric. In fact, most of what I've been doing is clicking through dialogue boxes. And that might not appeal to most people, and I can understand that. But if you're really into like the whole role-playing aspect of that, there's a lot of that in your dialogue options. Like, way more than the first one, I thought.
Well, it's based off of... it was originally a tabletop.
Yeah, it was a tabletop.
It was a tabletop. So I'm sitting here thinking, which came first, the chicken or the egg? No, it was, it's a tabletop, but it reads a lot like a tabletop. And yeah. I'm actually getting back into, you know, doing tabletop again, so this is, it's going to appeal to me. A couple of things that I've read about before I picked it up was, you know, that they improved a couple, you know, a couple things with a with an update since I played it last. So they did the updates where you can save any time.
Yeah, which that's was
big because
You can save pretty much any time you want. And a lot of times I just be like, all right, I'm done for right now. Put that on hold, save it, and then just move on to something else.
Right. And well, and before you had to go through an entire scene to be able to get to a save point.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucked, but
I have multiple save files.
Right. Yes, that was one of the reasons. I thought that the that was one of the reasons why they did that, is so that you didn't run into a situation where you save before a dialogue, then go through all the different dialogue options. So I was all right with it, but I was kind of upset with the way that the save system was. They fixed it, so I'm great with that. They said that they improved upon the story, so I've got high expectations going into this.
So I'm about 3 hours in. I don't know. I have no idea how long it's going to be. I know the last one was 15, but this is an expansion, so who knows?
It's a full campaign, is what they said. So,
so it could be as long as the other one.
You should be expecting about the same length.
Yeah, it was the last one was about 15 hours, wasn't it?
It was about there.
And then it left me wanting. I was like, I want more. But I never finished. But the so far the story's been engaging. Like, I'm not skipping dialogue. You know, I wasn't really before, but the other one was very combat heavy. It felt like at times. And this one is combat heavy in spurts, but like there's a lot more thinking about what you're going to do. The only thing that I, and I'll branch over into Wasteland 2 here in a minute, that Wasteland 2 does better, and that's being able to arrange your combat before it starts. Whereas with Wasteland, you can position your guys, then shoot somebody and combat engages. Right. This is, okay, you're close enough, encounter begin. And you can strategically place your guys in cover and things like that, but it's never, it's either right after a dialogue option, or it's when you get too close to an enemy, you know.
Well, it's,
or you hit something and an alarm goes off or something.
It's kind of the way that, you know, the tabletop rules, though. I mean, you run into a situation where you could be completely spread out over an area, but, you know, combat happens, and you could be in any number of different positions.
Well, it's, but you can't control anybody else other than the main character except for when you're in combat, so unless I'm just missing something.
Oh, okay, so you mean, like, when you're walking through the world, you have your team of, you know, runners behind you, and
I have no control over anybody until I'm actually doing something.
Gotcha, okay.
The inventory management's still kind of garbage. Like, I have a real hard time swapping between characters when I need to. So I end up, like, buying everything, throwing it in my storage, and then distributing it all out.
That's, yeah, it was one of the problems that I was running into, so I didn't, I don't know.
But that aside, the story's been pretty engaging, and I'm just, like, on the edge of my seat, like, what's going to happen next? You know, like, if we were to get finished at this at a decent hour, which I don't see happening, I'd probably jump back into it tonight. But it seems pretty cool so far. Like, if you like the first Shadowrun, you'll definitely like this, and it seems like the story has, in fact, been improved upon.
Sweet.
And I'm playing, like, the last time I played a mage, and I found out a mage is not what you want to play in Shadowrun. No. But I beat the game of the mage, so I feel pretty accomplished about that.
That deserves a high five, actually.
Like, because he felt so underpowered.
He was.
He was good against groups, but he wasn't good against single target.
You were using mainly the AoE attacks and stuff?
Mostly, and then I'd have a summoner with me, and I'd use his summons, and then I'd have a street samurai, and he could just mop everything up. So
you start. I actually started with a street samurai. Didn't have a problem. Get to the point.
Well, I was going to play the Street Samurai this time, and then I decided I didn't want just weapon skills, I wanted something else.
Mm.
So I'm actually playing with a Rigger. So, which I thought might kind of suck, but I had a Rigger in my party last time when I was playing the original Shadowrun.
Mm.
And then, for some reason, upgrading the drones is just fun, so I like all the drones. My little Doberman's actually pretty cool.
Okay. You know.
So, and then I gave him some gun skills. So he's got assault rifle skill. Plus, I got that. Plus, you automatically get a sniper in your party starting off. The sniper's pretty bad. It's a sniper, plus she's got close combat. So her close combat's a fucking shotgun, which is awesome. And then I got a medic / melee class. So she's a medic with a pistol, which she kind of sucks with. But you get her in close, she's got claws, and she fucking rips shit up.
she a shaman?
No, I have a shaman.
Okay.
He's got, comes with a couple of summons.
Okay.
And the shaman does fairly good. I mean, you, most of the time I use him to either heal or buff my party most of the time.
Right.
And then when things get real hairy, I'll throw the summon out to kind of help mitigate some of the damage. And then, what else do I have? And then I now I have a, not a rigger, the decker. Right. So, I had, well, I'm not going to get into that. But anyways, I have a decker. Decker's pretty integral to this story.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say, without spoiling anything, don't start with a decker.
Because
there's a decker that you can get that's cool.
Right. Well, I'd probably end up, one of the questions I had, completely separate story.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't be importing your character.
You'll there's a mod to import your character if you want to.
Okay.
But I wonder if that would break the game because it's probably tuned to somebody who's leveling up.
Right. That's what I was wondering. I'm partial to Street Samurai. So
but also overall, like I said, if you liked last game, I think so far it could be better. But you know, I don't know yet because I haven't finished it.
Yeah. You know, I think I had voiced my, you know, my concerns with the first one, and I'm looking forward to a improvement. And so far, what I've seen and what I've heard is going to be an improvement. That's going to be loaded onto my computer, and because it doesn't require Steam Online to play, I can, you know, I can play that at work. They've got the Steam ports turned off at work, so.
So, but you can just load it and play it, huh?
I can load it and play it, yeah.
I can just change the port.
I can... ish? I have to actually
They'd probably piss off your boss, I'm sure.
Well, no, I have to do a port... I have to...
Just set
a proxy port it.
Oh.
So,
it's not that hard.
No.
It's not, but...
His boss won't care.
My boss
but somebody else
told me how to do it, so...
Oh. Well, then do it!
I just didn't have time today, so... It's not a big deal. I mean, it's not like I'm going to play Dota on their fucking, you know, slow-ass... You know,
well, I mean, with something like Shadowrun, like, I mean, it's something you could say, customer save, or customer pause. You know what I mean?
I have to do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, it's turn-based, so, I mean, you could really just, like, close the lid or alt-tab out and you're done.
Right. You know, I play mostly turn-based anyway, you know, when it comes to... being at work, so that works.
FTL
works because I just hit pause and be good with it.
Hit space bar.
I can load up Don't Starve and I'll probably try that again. Civ 5 because that's easy to get up and walk away from at any given moment. So yeah, it's I'm not really worried about being able to play the games on Steam, but that's just one of those games that I can play in my, you know, in my free time at work, which gives me a little bit more access to game because I don't really do anything at work.
Fair enough.
Don't let the boss know.
So I will pick up with this and go to another game that's of similar genre.
Do it because I want to hear about this one. I just didn't want to buy into it.
Oh, it's good. Wasteland 2. It's good. The quests are good. The combat is good. They've improved a lot. I know that it was running like garbage on a lot of computers before this beta.
How?
And it wasn't optimized. And they admitted to it not being optimized. So they redid some optimization on it. I don't have any frame rate issues whatsoever. Even when I was streaming, I had minimum frame rate issues. I was also streaming at 1080p.
Hmm.
I feel like some of those frame rate issues had to do with my connection. So, I played 24 hours of the beta.
Okay.
I played it twice to where I think it stops because there was a quest bug or something like that.
Mm.
But it felt like a natural completion to what they wanted to show me in that world, which is really like two central areas and a couple of main quest points. But both of those in the beta were 12 hours and I didn't do everything. I will say this, if you played original Wasteland 1, you get Angela Death. Angela Death is the original like assault class, basically, that you had from the first game.
Gotcha.
And there's references to all the old class, all the old characters in there as well. Without spoiling a lot of the story, because I don't obviously don't want to do that. Talk more about the mechanics. Like there's some in the beta. You go back to some of the areas the Ag Center is in the game from the original. In the original Ag Center, you fought some giant plants. Well, you do some of that kind of stuff. And there are some choices on what you skip over causes mass issue
later on.
Yeah. Well, so that's why I played it twice. I wanted to see what would happen if I skipping a quest. And so, like, you get a choice. Essentially, it plays... So, I'm going to pull this back out.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Fargo made Wasteland, Fallout 1, and Fallout 2. Somehow, In Exile had some issues. I don't remember the exact problem because I didn't delve that deep into it, or if I did, I just don't care as much anymore. Lost the rights to Fallout to Bethesda. Fallout 3 was made. That was a huge success, but it was not Fallout. It was not a turn-based RPG.
No.
And they tried to do that with VATS. It's not the same. Mm-mm. It's a good game.
Right.
Like, I love Bethesda games. It is not the same game, though. It just inquires... It incorporates a lot of the same elements and story arcs and things like that that Fallout... Like, they stay true to that idea. Mm-hmm. But it is a reinvention of that franchise. Wasteland 2 is a throwback to Fallout 2. It is not the same location, the same characters or anything like that. There are not vaults. But your Wasteland Rangers are in a wasteland in a post-apocalyptic world where Fallout has happened, essentially. And there's not a lot of throwback to, like, all the 50s pop art stuff like there is in Fallout. But there's the ambient noise tracks that they had in Fallout 1 and 2. Same guys doing that. And there's all the slide blues guitar tracks that are all throughout the game on your radio, which is badass.
Well, you know, they pulled those tracks into some of the... expansions for New Vegas, and that was really awesome.
So, but Chris Avalon's also involved, which was involved with New Vegas. Chris Avalon's a hell of a writer. He knows how to throw that spin, because he worked for In Exile back before, so he knows how to throw that weird-ass, dark humor spin on stuff, and I'm so glad he's working with Fargo on this, because he brings so much to that world. The character art and stuff like that is very much akin to the old Fallout stuff. What I mean by that is like the like weird like wasteland photos and stuff. Like you can talk to somebody, pulls up their photo. They have all sorts of weird-ass NPCs and weird-ass quests. Like there was one for me to go try to get this. One of the quests is just kill me. And so the lady wants me to kill her because she lost her son. Her son was off to go get some meds.
Oh, yeah.
And... the idea is, yeah, I can kill her and take her stuff because she asked me to kill her and take her stuff, or I can go look for the dude. Well, I never found the dude. Maybe it was a quest bug or not. I don't know. Never found him, but it was apparent that there was more than one way of solving that quest. I could go save her by finding the kid and finding the meds, or I could just shoot her and take the shit out of her drawer.
I watched a video on that. That particular part of the quest line. And it was bugged for you?
It was a little... It might have not been bugged, or maybe I killed him by accident. Who knows? Like, possible. I laid waste to part of that area.
Oh, well, that might be... Man, that's really interesting. I'm going to have to play this game.
Well, the cooler thing, too, like, talking about quest mechanics, like, I had an option of saving one of two areas, so... How spoiler am I going to be if I say that?
Well...
Fairly spoiler.
So, let me say it this way. I'll avoid the actual spoilers, but I will say you can choose one area and one thing goes to shit, or you can choose the other and the other thing goes to shit, and it'll be, and then they'll resolve it by pointing you in a different direction each time.
Oh, wait, like Nuketown?
Kind of. Like remember Megaton?
Megaton, that's it, Nuketown.
Yeah.
I'm going, see you down this bitch. No, yeah, Megaton.
So you can kind of, it's not the direct action, they're direct results of your actions, but like, they put you in some unwinnable scenarios where they're like, you have a choice. Make that choice. These consequences will happen.
I love those. I actually put those into my tabletop a lot. Unwinnable scenarios. You're going to have bad happen.
Well, and it wants you to have bad happen. And there's all sorts of shades of gray in the game. There's no good option for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a real bad option sometimes either. Sometimes you can be a dick and it plays out to your advantage, and sometimes it plays out to the advantage of more people than it would be to be nice. And there are some situations where, like, there's just straight up dark humor. Like, this lady's looking for a knight in shining armor, and we find out that he just died next door. So, you know, there are crazy things like that that go on in this game. There's a whole lot of cursing.
Love it.
Just like the original Fallout series. Like, I'd never seen motherfucker in a game until I played Fallout. So... obviously, that's in there.
Yes.
There's not perks, but there are skills. And the one thing that I think I like about this and the strategy side of things more than I like about Shadowrun, because they're two different animals in the same shoebox, I guess. I don't know. Kind of. The same farm. I don't know. They're both the same, similar type of game, but they're different animals, so I don't want to compare them against each other.
Right.
But the thing it does better is it gives you these skills. So, like, I got a luck pick, I got an explosive skill, and there's plenty of reasons to use them. It's not just a one-off scenario. Yeah. Like, even toaster repair, as I'm wearing the toaster repair t-shirt, plays a part in the game. The toaster repair skill is essentially you find chests that are toasters, and you'll find items in the toasters, and that's all I've gotten so far. They could do something else with it, like some major crazy-ass thing. There was also a part make like...
toast.
Make toast and your party survives. Right. Who knows? Or use the coils in the toaster to create some kind of super weapon. But, like, there was also this whole point where, like, I had this, like, psychotic goat that was screaming at me, and I asked why the goat screamed, and he says, I don't know, they just do that sometimes. I believe he's been through some sort of trauma. And so the goat just keeps screaming, and it says, goat scream, then he makes this crazy noise. Then I followed this goat up a path, and he led me into a minefield and killed me. So, like, there is some weird-ass shit like that in this game. So, the camera is free. It is not locked down. It is not locked down to height. It is not locked down to angle. You can spin the camera.
So you can bring it down to, you know, Old West behind the party style.
Almost, not quite. Okay. You can bring it to where you can see barely more than your party on the screen if you really want to. You can zoom it up, eagle-eye vision, and see the whole battlefield. But it does this whole thing, like I was saying before, where I can control individual guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to put my sniper on the rise. I want to put these two guys behind a door that's going to lead to the sniper. And put my melee guy, my shotgun guy there. I'm going to put my like mid-range guy, I'm going to squat him down behind a rock and give him some cover. Because now there's cover in this game. And then I'll take my sniper, begin the encounter by shooting somebody and killing him with a critical. And now they go out the door, and I've already set these guys up for ambush because I hit ambush on them. And as soon as they come past the door, the guy will shoot the guy with the shotgun, the other guy will club him over the head with his pipe, and then I pretty much got a win-win scenario. So, like, you have that kind of strategy in this game.
Nice.
It's not quite to the level of XCOM, and it doesn't look as good as XCOM. It looks good in its own right.
Yeah,
XCOM is a beautiful, beautiful beast, but this is not XCOM. It doesn't do that slowdown thing, though it does a really cool effect if it hits encounter, like everything like fuzzes out and comes back in, and it's like encounter. There's a certain funk to the weapons that I just really like. But there's plenty of times where I've died and got my ass handed to me. And it's not as simple as just res your party. It's I have three turns to apply a trauma kit so he doesn't bleed out. Or I'll like continue bleeding because my medic failed at his medicine check. And I got to like reapply that whole skill again and try to win that encounter. And while I have other people fighting other people off. And it's very turn-based at that point.
Mm-hmm.
The action point system like, you know, Fallout everywhere's right. at. But it is so, so good in that genre right now. I am so happy with that. It is definitely not the... I'm glad I'm playing the beta now versus the people who were bitching about it before because they've definitely improved upon it. It feels like at this point, they're close to releasing the game. I haven't found a lot that really broke the game for me. It just... Give me the damn content. I'm ready to play this animal. So...
Well, they haven't really set up a release date for it.
I know. It feels... They've said they're really close to release, though.
Okay.
So, which means I'm hoping before this summer.
Which means that the price will, you know, go back to normal release price instead of the...
Well, and it also solved the problem of, hey, I will pay some money so you give me access to the beta. They gave me a window where I could pay $10. I paid $10, and a day later, I was playing the beta. So...
Well, at least they fixed that for you.
Yeah, I felt... And then, you know, my bitching subsided, and now I'm, you know, their biggest fan again.
Right.
So, made me happy, and that beta made me happy. Just and like I said, it didn't release too much content. So I know that those are like two main quest lines, but if they've released a small fraction and this is just a beta, like there, I think Brian was saying somewhere between 40 and 50 hours of gameplay. That's plenty of gameplay for that.
That's nice, actually. That's a large, large portion of
game. I'm going to have an extra copy, by the way.
You will?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see who wants to play on the show the most. Mm-hmm. Arm wrestle.
Mm-hmm. I'll beat the fuck out of you, Jason. Don't even look at me.
Wasteland 2, my most anticipated game this year. I have one last game. How long have we gone, Jason?
Oh,
we're at an hour and 13.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Doing pretty good.
Not bad. What's that last one?
South Park, Stick of Motherfucking Truth.
Is it true that when you right-click... did you get... You got it for...
360.
Is there a fart button?
There is a fart power.
Fart power. Okay. I was told that if you right-click on the PC version of it at certain points, it will cause your character to fart. I am not quite sure if that's right, but I did see plenty of animated GIFs about this game.
Now, so I'm interested about this, and just because I've been interested in the game since I heard about it, and have heard...
It's a fucking masterpiece.
Everything I've heard about it says it's glitchy as hell.
Fuck them. I have run into nothing.
Really glitchy?
Awesome. Yeah.
There was a patch when I played it on Wednesday, because I got the special edition. And maybe that patch solved that issue. But here's the thing. So I watched somebody with the quote-unquote glitches. And what it is if you have watched South Park at any point, you realize that it doesn't run at 60 frames per second.
No, it doesn't.
They, like, move cardboard cutouts, or whatever those plastic-ass cutouts are of those characters, and they bump around the screen.
Yeah.
Like, the characters move like that. It looks like the fucking cartoon.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have any issue. So there is one time, I ran into a graphical glitch like that at the end of a quote-unquote, like, story beat. And he moved slow till the scene ended. But the scene was... We're talking like 20 seconds.
Huh.
Out of like 13 hours of gameplay I've had so far. It's pretty passable. Like, I will forgive that.
Okay, so you could say it's people who haven't really watched the show in a long time bitching about this.
Well,
I think it's somebody nitpicking at this point.
Yeah. I have a question. And this was one of the major things that... When we both looked at the video that they released, when they said that they were going to push it back a bit, this is the video right before they pushed it back, where there was, like, this really pointless overland sequence.
Yeah.
Where you, like, threw things at the, you know, at the background in a couple places. Is that still in there?
I don't know. I haven't thrown anything.
You haven't run into a situation where it's like, you've got... Do you remember what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, well, fuck. Maybe I'm crazy, but...
Maybe not. There was something that they did as a tech demo.
Well, there was a couple things where there was going into a basement for some something.
Okay.
And there was... Basements. There was, like, some characters in the background that, you know, you threw, like, a little ball or something at, and it caused... something to happen. It was pointless in the video. The combat in it showed decent combat. RPG style combat, which is what I expected.
So I'll tell you what you throw things around. So okay. there are places where you can manipulate the environment to get around an enemy. So let's say I see some torches, and I see a big wall, and I see a bunch of asshole kids behind it. I can cup a fart and throw it. It'll blow up the wall and blow those kids up, and then I get past that encounter.
Okay, I'm good.
And see, there are things where sometimes I can knock down something, and I'll use whatever my range weapon is, and aim it at something and click on it, and then that will knock something off on the environment to solve a puzzle or to get around an encounter. But okay. I like the encounters enough that I don't almost never skip them.
All right, so the between combat, how is it still?
It plays like the cartoon. That's like as much as I can say.
Kind of like halfway 3D-ish side scroller type.
It's side scroller. It's just it has depth like Ninja Turtles on arcade.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So I'm perfectly fine with this.
I'm good.
When are you going to be done with this?
I'm good with that.
Actually, maybe by this week.
Okay.
I was trying to finish it this weekend. Didn't quite make it through. I think I made it through the end encounter, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
But so I'm trying to think of what I can say without spoiling it. So essentially this game is South Park the video game RPG, but very South Park story. I don't know. That's not describing much. It's like Final Fantasy VII meets South Park. That's the best example I can come up with.
Well, the combat looks like that.
Yeah, it's very much like that.
Yeah.
There are limit breaks essentially and things like that. But what it does is your weapon flashes and you got an option of like your magic power, which I will not spoil the magic.
Okay. It's not cupping farts, is it?
The hard hit or the soft hit.
It is cupping farts.
The farts play a big part in it.
Of course.
Range weapons are all fucking ridiculous. Like, some of them are bows, some of them are, like, thrown beer bottles, some of them are basketballs or dodgeballs.
Beer.
Some of them, you know, they're like suction cup bows, you know, shitty things like that.
Yeah.
You fight these elves. The elves are kids with elf ears on, with makeshift, like, costumes and things like that. I played, there's a choice of four classes. You have the fighter, the mage, the thief, and the Jew. I didn't want to know what would happen with the Jew. I actually wanted to see what the magic was, so I went with the mage. So, like, my fire attack is a Roman candle, or, like, a Roman candle / sparkler or something like that.
Like the ones that shoot, like, flaming balls?
Yeah, sort of. So, okay. Like, you light it on fire and shake it around, and then, like, you light things on fire with it. I have a electrocute attack, which I take a bucket of water and I splash a dude, and then take a car battery and touch the wires down into the water, and that does an electrocute all damage. It's stuff like that, like they're makeshift weapons, essentially. My wand is a magic dildo with fire attack on it.
Nice.
I did at one point have gross out damage on my bottle that was like dipped in shit or something like that. I can't remember. The supporting cast is amazing. I'll spoil two. The two that you saw in the commercials. Butters is a paladin.
Right.
Who turns into Captain Chaos when you want him to.
Yes.
At later levels.
Sweet.
He just basically has a rotating wheel. You gotta hit the A button and it chooses one of several attacks. One will like make your whole party stronger. One will electrocute the enemy. One will do something else. Something else. I won't spoil them all. Butters can also give you the healing touch. He comes over and gives you a hug and then he heals you.
No.
He also has the power of... I don't want to know what, say exactly what it is, but basically like the power of innocence. So like if somebody's really down, you can send Butters over to cheer him up. And that's how you solve some puddles. You have Princess Kinney. If you've watched South Park in the last few months, you know all about Princess Kinney. Princess Kinney summons a unicorn, where if you fuck up the summon, he will get speared by the unicorn and be dead for two turns. Kill the whole next party for like half their life. So, but it's this whole like anime sequence with a running unicorn. You got to do a couple of like quick time events to avoid getting stabbed. Then he jumps in the unicorn and like fucking spears everybody. Or he starts singing a little song in the Kinney voice and summons a bunch of rats. And then you got to shake off all the rats and it does a whole party hit. Or he can kiss them, gross them out, and then give them an STD. So it'll be like gonorrhea and they'll start throwing up. And it shows like all sorts of fucking rainbows and bullshit going on when that happens.
Wow.
There is a whole bit that was censored in Europe and I think Australia that had to do with an anal probe scene.
Oh yeah, that was in the commercial or the trailer for it.
I'm not going to spoil that, but it is hilarious. Like I said, you go into this if you have South Park experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go in it and don't be offended. Like, it's...
I'm not going to be offended.
Well, not you would, but just somebody... If you got kids, do not play this around kids. This is easily the most offensive video game I've ever played, but done so well that I overlook a lot of it because it's... They're equal opportunity. They offend everybody. Like, they...
That's just South Park, though.
Right, but they offend everybody. And besides the shit jokes and things like that and the sex jokes, there's a lot of stuff tied in it very nice and neat that's still intelligent.
Mark this shit on your calendar. He said, the shit jokes are good. This guy turns green when we start talking about shit.
I almost did on a couple parts of this game. But, yeah, you have summons. I'll spoil one summon.
Okay.
Mr. Slave.
Oh, God.
You can shove somebody up his ass. You can only summon him once a day. And when you summon him, he will sit down on somebody and shove them up his ass. And they will die.
Jeez.
But you can't summon on bosses, so there's plenty of bosses.
Oh, okay.
So.
Alright, no, you gotta get done with this game so that I can, like...
I'm really entertained with it.
Alright.
Like, I would show it to you, but I don't want to show it to you.
Yeah, I don't want to see it.
Like, just watch, like... I think Earl was telling me today, because I was talking to him at lunch, he was saying there's a video of the first 13 minutes, like, unedited, that, you know, it's 13 minutes. How much can you spoil in 13 minutes?
Yeah.
Which will give you a good idea of what's going on in the game. The first part is a little bit, here's how you do this, here's how you do that kind of stuff.
Right.
You are the new kid, you have no voice, and they address that all the time. They even address all the fucking tropes in a lot of games, like, you know, Bioshock had audio logs, they make fun of the whole fucking audio log idea, they make fun of the whole voiceless protagonist idea.
Right.
Like, he's not even fucking talking. Like, fucking ignore him. Like, stuff like that. Like, they play jokes on that. I know a buddy of mine is... a African-American friend of mine is playing an African-American character who is also a Jew. So there is a lot of Cartman being a total dick to him all throughout the game because he's Jewish and black and a thief. Or
wait, like, is that what Jew is? Is a thief?
Well, you know, he just calls him a thief. He says he should have been a thief.
Oh, well, okay. So,
Token's in the game.
Nice.
Token's pretty amazing.
Of course Token's in the game.
But he also has, you know, the big house and everything else. It feels like they took Matt Stone and Trey Parker and said, have your way with the story, we'll make mechanics that work with it and make it funny. And that's what it feels like. And Obsidian nailed it on the goddamn head.
Well,
it is so good.
That's exactly what Matt Stone and Trey Parker said they wanted to do. That if
like, this is the first like franchise game that's actually good in a long time.
Well, Obsidian's always really had that knack for them.
For story.
Right. They've had...
Minus Knights of the Old Republic 2.
Alright, so we'll just completely forget that one. Well, that one also fits in the negatives for Obsidian. They tend to have bugs. So
every person who wrote a story on this, we're talking about bugs.
Yeah.
So I'm not dissatisfied at all. Completely addicted. I think I made my girlfriend mad a couple times. So it's like, I'm still trying to finish Chuck of Truth, so I'm going to have to put this night off. So I'm pretty much in the doghouse over it. But
man card.
Yeah. I'm...
You can buy new man cards online for $6.95.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's really worth it.
Sure.
It's so worth it. Like, I paid a lot of money for this.
Well, you got the collector's edition with the Cartman.
Oh yeah, I got Cartman. I may just sit him on the table for the next half.
Ah, shit. Speaking of half.
So, yeah.
Are we going to...
So, speaking of half, is that all you did this week? I mean, last 2 weeks?
Well, I don't want to go into the... Got? I don't want
to... He's only been talking...
Is that all you got?
Last hour.
You know, I'm not going to go into the fact that I did 16 performance evaluations in one day, but...
You know what? Let's go into it.
All right.
Let's go into break.
No, I think it is a good time for break so we can arrange some news, get the Facebooks going, and... We'll be back.
All right.
And we're back from break.
Right?
Yeah, it was a healthy break. I'm still my beer. I've been sipping this sucker.
Yeah, you need down that shit. I'm done all right.
I'm good.
There you go. All
right.
Now you need to fill that glass up again. All right, so not an incredible amount of news this week.
Yeah, not really.
So fucking release heavy, man. This month is a damage to my pocketbook.
It is release heavy. The biggest thing that I saw was the new reveal trailer for Batman Arkham Knight. Love it. Love it. Rocksteady doing a game.
It's very...
They have a good history, so I have faith. The trailer is just a trailer, but it's a badass trailer.
Yeah. It does actually kind of play off of the Dark Knight's, you know, style. Like, the vehicle is definitely Dark Knight style, but... Yeah. It's a damn fine looking game.
It definitely looks like they're giving you more of
a fine looking trailer, at least.
It definitely looks like they may be giving you more of Gotham to play with.
Well, maybe.
Everybody likes hopefully. More to play with. More to love.
Giggity.
But that's the biggest thing. It looks beautiful. If you haven't seen it yet, go look it up.
Yeah, it's funny. My girlfriend was actually the one that brought that up the last week. He's like, have you heard anything about that new Batman? It's like, it might be coming out in October. I was like, you mean Arkham Origins? She's like, no.
No. The new one. Like
the Batmans?
Holy shit.
She's like, there's a cool trailer. You should check that out. And I kind of dismissed it.
One-upped you on a game?
She did.
Oh, wow.
It was a sobering moment. Not that she's a girl, but she's less than less of a gamer than I am.
This is a one up on the relationship there.
Yeah, she did win some writing points, that's for sure. But yeah, she pointed that out to me, and then I checked in. I was like, this really looks good.
Yeah.
And I usually skip all the Xbox ads, and that's actually where she saw it. She's like, you should check this out.
That's the only reason I saw it was because it popped up there. Otherwise, I hadn't heard about it. So
I'd never seen it. I hadn't seen it since, you know, until this, like, 15 minutes ago. So
evidently, it came out last week.
Oh, well, so that might be the reason why there.
But otherwise, I can't find much. Did you guys find anything you want to talk about news-wise?
I got a big one. I say big. So I've been so let down with GTA Online. The regular GTA 5, the game is pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. Really, really liked that game. However, I felt like the multiplayer was lacking as much as they were promising. I didn't really give a shit about racing other people or just robbing random people or getting in death matches.
Right.
That seemed like all it was. Well, I guess the newest online update came with a plethora of new activities. The very next update, though, is supposed to include heists.
The one thing that you really wished that they included
in the multiplayer to begin with.
From the beginning.
Like, give me 10 heists to do with my friends. Yes, I'm down. I know 15 people that have that game. I will get on that game.
I start saying, you and I can get on after work, play some heists.
Right. So that would be really fucking cool. They also included a place for you to have more than one home, which I think is pretty cool. But yeah, I played the online for all of a day and decided I was done with it last time. They said not to discount the fact that the regular game was pretty good. It was pretty good. It was really good. But that being said, the heist thing is actually pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
So, and that's due by the end of spring this year. Ish. We don't know.
Nice. Well, they're...
What's a good update? Or a good ETA, I think.
I was actually talking to the boss, and he was interested in GTA 5, but he doesn't have a console, so he was looking at PC, and apparently it's going to release on PC in September.
Wow. They're actually going to put a port out, huh?
Yeah, so that's... It's not a hard date, but that's what they're looking for, and he's interested in picking that up. I just kind of figured that would be... That's almost a year after it was released.
Yeah.
So that's kind of odd for that, but I didn't expect it as a port to PC.
Well, they were laughing about it actually being something.
Right.
Being a thing. Yeah, there's not going to be a port. I didn't expect a port.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't expecting it either, but, you know, it's nice if that's actually true. It's right now, it's unconfirmed rumor. But I've seen it in a couple different places, so it was worth looking at. And September seemed to have been the standard answer.
I saw another one, and that I just wanted to bring up that's kind of swaying my opinion. Apparently, there's a whole bunch of replayability. However, the new Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes is about 2 hours long for the main campaign.
What?
Yeah.
Really? 2 hours long?
$40.
I don't know a hardcore Metal Solid fan that's going to like that at all.
Apparently, it's supposed to be setting some groundwork for what's going to happen in the game coming out later this year. I just think it's a really steep price point. To me, at that much money, it should be like what they did with Dead Rising 3 and gave you those extra stories, the Case West, or not Case West, but like the DLC that was $5 that you could play that was about 3 or 4 hours long.
And give you extra starting like points at the beginning of the actual game that you purchase.
Right. Which, so 2 hours, no matter how replayable it is not worth $40 to me.
No.
The best game in the universe would not be $40 to me.
No.
I have a hard enough time paying that much to take my girlfriend out on a date to the movies. That's a beast.
That's about as much time as I actually spent playing Homeland.
That's about as much time as I spent setting up my character in most RPGs.
I spent more time setting up characters on tabletop.
Right.
Yeah.
Not super excited about that right now. I think I'm going to rent it.
Yeah.
Just saying. It's not as big on my radar.
Right?
Nope.
I will say this, and I'll be quick about it.
Okay.
I'm really, really, really actually not poo-pooing on Diablo 3 as much as I was before. With the auction house going down, with the loot tables being retweaked, and the enemy level being based on your equipment and your personal level, and some tweaks on the actual spells and effects and the performance of the game on a modern machine, I'm actually kind of into this again. In fact, I'm so into it that I went ranked 10 levels this weekend playing Diablo 3.
I've got to ask. Did they completely axe the auction house so you can't even use in-game?
By the time Reaper of Souls comes up, it'll be gone.
So there will not be any type of auction house?
No.
Way to go, guys. How long did it take you?
Yeah, they're saying that...
That was one of my major bitches about that game, is that they built it around the auction house and...
So you could get gear.
And you ended up spending a lot of your time just fucking around with the auction house. Nobody cares about the auction house. I didn't care about the auction house when I played Diablo 1 or 2. There was no need for it.
Well, at this point right now, I was saying earlier on the break that I had some pretty high-level items that I'd been playing through Nightmare Mode.
Uh-huh.
I replaced it about 2 hours on hard mode with Matt. Matt's playing his Barbarian and not dying. I'm playing my Witch Doctor and not dying all the time. I mean, I die, but I'm not dying all the time.
Well,
and then we made it even harder and threw in our third friend of ours, Chris. And he was level 59. I was level 50. No, I was level 42 when I started. Into the night at like 53 after about 4 hours of gameplay, because they're doing like bonus 50% XP this weekend.
Ah, okay.
But that being said, I still gained 10 levels in 4 hours, or 8 hours if I hadn't been playing, and had a decent amount of fun. It wasn't me just running around away from things all the time. It was him going in and being a meat shield and then using his healing abilities as a barbarian and being a badass while I provided him with extra buffs and used some of my crowd control abilities.
So he didn't die in 2 hits?
No, he didn't die in 2 hits. Okay. Even with the fucking bugs that shoot bugs, which were annoying as fuck,
yeah,
he could take those down and so could I.
Okay. Well,
so
they fixed a lot of the balance, because the harder difficulties had got to a point where they were tuned so hard that they would hit you and you died. There was a lot of like 1 and 2 shot kills in that, so... And I got to a point where you couldn't play anything other than a sorcerer's and use only just one spell. What are you hand signing over there?
He misplaced his lighter.
Oh, well. It was up your ass.
It's just tobacco. Just clarifying.
Right.
So. Nobody believes you anyway.
So. Yeah, right.
Most of what I've got is...
Don't smoke cigarettes, kids.
So,
yeah, don't
smoke. Listen to this damn show.
The only time I smoke is when they smoke around me.
So on that note, did you have anything rusty?
Not really. I'm obligated to say one thing, that I have watched somebody play Lollipop Chainsaw, and I am supposed to say the words Lollipop Chainsaw Massacre. And my obligation is now done.
How do you like it?
Wow.
Lollipop Chainsaw?
Yeah.
It was weird.
It's a weird as fuck game, isn't it?
It is.
Especially that soundtrack. It's so upbeat.
If I was... And I'm not going to condone this at all, but if I was high, that game would probably make more sense.
I don't think it's supposed to make a lot of sense. I think it's supposed to be fairly Japanesey.
That's exactly what it is. It's very Japanesey.
And I know it's like half Western, half Japanese development. And that's what Grasshopper Studios is.
Yeah, but the person I'm talking about likes, you know, she's going to hate me about this. She plays a lot of button mashing hack and slash type games. So I was trying to find.
Devil May Cry?
Yeah, Devil May Cry's in that list there. But I was trying to find other games that would also fit that list.
God of War.
God of War is a good one.
Bayonetta.
Bayonetta's a good one. See, I was even going towards, because she likes...
Dragon's Crown?
Maybe.
She'd like that.
Maybe.
It's a side-scroller button masher.
She also likes games like... Zelda. So I said Darksiders 2.
But Darksiders 2 is good.
Yeah, because that's very, you know, butt mashy, but also has that Zelda-esque kind of style.
That's very much a modern Zelda.
I told her to...
It's Zelda for Seth MacFarlane fans. Or not Seth MacFarlane, Seth Spawn. He's Spawn dude.
Todd McFarlane.
Todd McFarlane. Yeah, that's there right. You
go. And then, of course, I told her to rent Dante's Inferno because.
Some people like that game, some people hate it. I was on the side that liked it all right. It's fucking weird.
Well, you know, babies with, you know, with sides for hands. I played through it.
I like it. It
took one day.
I beat Satan.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's part of the game.
Yeah.
It's pretty weird.
I like
it. It's a really weird game, but, you know, but it's a solid rent for her for the type of thing.
Yeah, but you gotta tell her if she plays the game, she's got to watch the movie.
Did you watch the movie?
Did you watch the movie?
Yes.
Is it really fucked up?
Yes.
I don't know.
It is amazing. It's done in the same art style as like the Dead Space movies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it's...
Same studio.
I love it. Love it.
Okay. So
it's on Netflix.
Well, she'd be right up to that alley, but of all things, she says she's a terrible gift giver. And this just happens to be one of the people that I helped get married. She went out to pick up Portal 2 on the cheap for hubby.
Nice.
Only to find out that he does not want any distractions because he just had a terrible time with his last classes, so he wants to focus. And Portal is one of his favorite games, so...
Portal 2 is really good.
Portal 2 is really good, but you know what?
I'm trying to tell him that distractions are part of life.
The mutual friend of ours who got married recently, he and I shot through Portal 2 multiplayer in 3 hours.
Me and Trent started, and I'd fuck with him all the time.
We were bored, but he and I remembered the puzzles enough that we just shot through it. But all right, so enough of news.
Yeah.
And our question last week, which nobody really answered.
Yeah, thanks guys.
Was what is more exciting for you this year, AAA titles or indie games?
Ooh,
games made by Mutual Studios. Obsidian / In Exile / Black Isle / Brian Fargo and Chris Avalon. I mean. South Park, Stick of Truth, and Wasteland 2, fucking badass motherfucking games.
He's just like, and I'm going to rattle them all off.
But we did ask that question in lieu of none of the big AAA titles hitting yet.
Yeah,
a lot
tonight,
of them.
Right,
yeah,
but there's now. Some good indie titles. I mean, Shadowrun, Dragonfall is a good indie title. Wasteland 2 is a good indie title.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to be, if Wasteland 2 plays out as good as I think it's going to, it's going to be, my top five. Easy.
It just needs to release for me. I'm not going to spend the $50.
Oh, I understand that. But, it's so... If you're such a... Like, Chuck up at work.
Mm-hmm.
Not Chuck from Elseworlds, the other Chuck.
Okay.
That I irritate all the time. Like, I was talking about games.
And
he said, Wasteland, what?
Uh-huh.
And, because, you know, he's older than we are. And he started bringing up Fallout. Uh-huh. I was like... It's like, well, there's only a few games that I've really lost a lot of time to, and that was Fallout New Vegas, and Fallout 1 and 2, and Wasteland.
Fallout Tactics slips between the cracks a lot of times.
But it's because the tactics aren't that good in it. But I didn't like it very much.
That was one of the games that I had dabbled into when I was in college the first time, a long time ago. I'm an old, ancient person.
I have it. I keep trying to play it and keep not playing it.
It's just like playing... Well, it's,
no, it's
not just like playing,
it's,
I guess.
It's so like Fallout without story.
Exactly.
Which didn't appeal to me.
No.
It was the writing that coupled with the story that got me. But the fact that I said, so you remember Fallout 1 and 2? Wasteland's pretty much just like that. Except you can spin the camera. And there's all that same kind of story, same kind of quirky humor, same kind of weirdness that Fallout had. And it's coming to PC, and it's point-click, and it's strategy-based, and he was all over that.
I want it.
Like, for Chuck to say he wants to buy a video game is crazy.
That is actually pretty crazy. Good for you, Chuck.
I will say also, too, that one of the reasons we're so hyped about Titanfall, and not that I'm huge into shooters, part of it's support for mutual people that live here in town.
Yes.
And if you're wanting to get in on some of this action on this Saturday, the whatever date that is, the 15th?
It is the 15th, yes.
And I'm good.
Good guess, good guess.
One of the developers is going to be playing with us.
Can't wait for that shit.
And actually a good portion of the Respawn team is actually from here. They worked on the original Call of Duty. They're a small studio, but they're the ones that are doing Titanfall. So one of the listeners of the show happens to be making that game.
Awesome.
Which will be playing with us. Probably whipping our asses. I'm sure he's done this a lot.
He's probably going to look at my PC and he's going to be like, oh, that's cute.
But yeah, obviously he has it both versions, so I think he's either going to jump on the Xbox One or on PC.
I hope he jumps on the Xbox One because I don't want him looking at my PC saying that's inadequate.
That'll be fucking cool. But that's one of the reasons like we are supporting it. Part of it is because mutual buddy, and not that we're showing favoritism towards a game, but looking at the alpha, playing some of the beta, and getting the impression of general fun and risk reward that it had. I'm actually hyped about this game as being a Gauntlet title for us.
Oh, yeah. I was showing it to my boss. And my boss doesn't, he plays a lot of PC games, but he plays a lot of, like, LAN party style. He's got three computers set up in his apartment specifically to have people over to play LAN games. And he was really, when I showed him the video for that, that was... He really liked it. The fact that there was still any back situation where there was defeat, that match didn't just end. You had to evacuate too.
Yeah, and you got points based on the evac, which is actually pretty fucking cool. But
and that will actually lead us into our question for this week. Right? Smooth. So we are actually holding a Titanfall Smackdown this weekend. It's March 15th, this Saturday, by the time you hear this, at 8 p.m. Central Time. We are going to be just doing a massive Titanfall session here at our recording location.
Yes.
People swapping in and out of Titanfall on Xboxes, some people playing on their PCs.
I'm going to have to redust my computer. Make it presentable for people.
We are all going to be touching that this weekend.
Lots of hands involved.
Oh, so, yes. That brings our question for this week, which is... What do you still think about LAN parties?
When was the last time you had one?
Yeah, when was the last time you actually did a LAN party?
When was the last time you took your system to a place? And I thought... That's just going to be a side thing. But when was the last time you brought your system to a place or went to a place that had a bunch of different systems all connected together in a physical location and played a game with a bunch of friends? That's a LAN party.
And such a good picture.
It is. Yes. And we need to have that.
It is awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome. Going to be our if you want to see the picture, it is on our official Tiltcast page on Facebook.
It's so amazing. Anywho,
Scott.
Oh shit! I can tell you what my first LAN party was. It was back in in the Quake days, but my last one that was a true LAN party. Had to have been it's probably Age of Empires 2. I got together with a bunch of four other people and started playing Age of Empires 2.
That's rough.
It was.
Wow.
I can give you a couple of really good examples. I'll give you the one that was an actual LAN where there were no internets involved, and I was thinking back and it could have gone back all the way to Half-Life 2 Toilet Throne days. But I went more recent than that with an older game back in 2005 or 2006. Me, John, and Scott from Carousel went ahead and played Disciples 2 LAN.
Wow.
With some other people I haven't been on any of these shows. And it was a epic 17-18 hour event.
Oh, wow.
Because it's turn-based, about 5 minutes a turn. so slow that I was getting drunk between every turn. I was shit-faced by the time we were done with that because it was such a long game. But I have done other events at this particular location. I have done Left 4 Dead, Not a True Land. Actually, doing that with several people here versus people online.
True.
We have me, Scott, and John have also done Halo at Scott's house, and we have done Halo here. There have been many actual events here that we've done where we've done Gauntlet, where there's plenty of people split screening here while playing with others, but but actual bringing of consoles over and console/PC is going to be the bigger one that we're doing now, which will this place will be
full. Place will be packed. But
I was thinking I should take off Saturday. Maybe I should take off Sunday.
You might need to take off both.
I guess
I got manager duty on Saturday, so I'm thinking it'll have to be Sunday.
Yeah, well.
So the last one The last physical LAN party I actually did was for Halo 2.
Was no
five? Yes, it was five. Without internets being involved, yes.
True.
Five Xboxes, system linked, playing 5v5 Halo 2.
I have some very fond memories of linking up four different computers. It was me and just my buddy. We were linking up our computers together to play Warcraft 2.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, that was back when you could, like, crossover cable two computers together and play and connect them that way. That was awesome.
I'll say a funny quick story. When we had the last actual bigger earthquake here, if you can call it that, where I was actually a little bit freaked out.
Well, I fart bigger than that.
We were playing Left 4 Dead. It was me, Trent, and Holly was split-screening in Trent's room. I was like, what the fuck is that? And the house started shaking, and Trent's like, get between the door frames. And it was in the middle of fucking Gauntlet.
Really?
Yeah. So it happened right in the middle of fucking Gauntlet.
Really? Awesome. You know what happened that
Which
one?
Which is so funny.
Rusty and I walked in the door from work.
Yep.
And it was like, it was barely perceptible. The only reason we noticed was because one of my wife's rickety little bookshelves was vibrating on the wall.
But I walked in and I said, this isn't right. Something doesn't feel right. And I stood there for a second and I was like, stop. And he stood right there at the door. And that's when it started really going. And I'm like, that's a hell of a thing.
Well, I was on the upstairs, so, we felt a little more movement up
here. Right.
Well, it felt like the floor was swimming for a second.
Oh, wow. Sweet.
So it was a really odd feeling on my bare feet.
Yeah. Oklahoma and earthquakes.
We don't know what the fuck to do with them. I mean, we have tornadoes, Ian, but...
Right.
We don't...
Well,
dodge them.
We've always had... There's always been earthquakes here. The things are... Is that the cities are getting bigger. Expanding closer to the fault lines.
I thought you were going to say that we were caused by fracking.
No.
Frack you.
I'm not a tree hugger. No, sir.
Frack you.
So that is our question this week.
When was the last time?
When was the last time you had a true LAN party?
And they're always epic, and yeah.
I probably should just take Sunday off, huh?
Yeah, you should.
You probably should.
They're always epic, and there's always good memories involved.
Because I want to drink, and I want to get loopy.
Yeah.
And
parkour yourself right into a Titan.
Punch a Titan.
Punch a Titan in the face.
With my face. All right. So, yeah.
All right. So, that is our question for next week. So, are games coming out here
soon? I got that right now.
Oh, you do. Go.
So, this week, as in right now, Dark Souls 2 and Titanfall are out.
It's waiting for me at home, yeah.
Yoshi's New Island on 3DS.
Yep.
Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zero is coming out on PS3, Xbox 360, PS4, and Xbox One on the 18th.
2 hours of it.
Final Fantasy X HD Remaster, the bigger thing, coming out 18th.
I absolutely want that game.
all on PS3 and Vita.
Yep. Got Infamous Second Son coming out on PS4 on March 21st. I will be getting that, which means I got to beat the other ones. Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls, which I'm a little bit excited about, on March 25th. I'll let you know how it goes.
Deus Ex The Fall on March 25th but for PC.
That's a
iOS port. I'm not sure how I feel about it.
It's something.
Here's the bigger thing. You have ESO coming out April 4th.
Yes.
On PC and Mac.
It is
me and Rusty.
Not an April Fool's joke.
No, and me and Rusty, should we stream it, huh?
Probably should.
You know what? That's another thing I'm going to have to actually, buy, because that's been...
I was trying to get the Collector's Edition, and I just waited too long.
Well, I'm not going to get the Collector's Edition, but if you do the pre-order, you still get the...
A month free.
Well, you get the ability to do the all the classes, right?
Yeah.
If you pre-order.
The deluxe. I'm going to go the digital deluxe at this point.
I think so. I think that's worth it. The Collector's Edition, it may have a lot of good, it had the soundtrack to it and the art book and stuff like that. I have found that I just put those in my closet and forget about them for years and years.
I just like the little statues. I'm not going to lie. At this point, I'm just gaining a little collection to hide around my computer. And if I didn't feel bad about leaving it at work, I would probably put them on my desk at work, but I don't. And I'm sure my older employees would look at me like, you're such a fucking nerd.
Well.
But I don't care.
I don't.
Except that I feel that somebody would steal them.
My only problem with figurines is one thing that just another thing I have to dust around.
Right.
I got enough fucking figurines.
I use Candair, man.
Right.
It's so easy.
Yeah. Well, except for me, I tend to not dust for a month or two. So, anywho.
All right. So, that's...
Oh, yeah. Dota's going to be put off till next week.
Yeah, no, because this giant thing that's happening with Titanfall, and I'm going to be more in...
I got to get through some Dark Souls before we play Titanfall.
Yeah. So we've got some big things coming up. So if you want to play with us, the big event this weekend is probably going to be the best place to do it.
I already know at least four people that I know from the show that are probably playing. We're going to have a team.
Yeah, there's still quite a few people.
Between us and
listening.
The carousel right now, we'll have a whole fucking team.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
So it'd be the podcast versus the peeps.
Alright, so we've got that going.
So
OG and new Tiltcast versus the peeps. There's the new name. So with that, find us at tiltcast.com. Email us at teabag@tiltcast.com. Find us on facebook.com/tiltcast.com. Find us on Twitter, twitter.com/tiltcast.com. Find us on iTunes and Stitcher. Like us and love us.
Give us reviews.
Yes. Right? And emails. Seriously, people. We get no emails anymore.
Love us with emails.
Comment on the questions.
Seriously. No, you don't have to. You have to comment. You got to say something. I know people are listening.
Let us know what's going on in your brains. Pay attention to the Facebook page.
No. What's Facebook?
So with that...
Something old people do.
Uh-huh.
Right. So, yeah, we post it to our wall. No. So with that, we've got our friends of show, For the Love of Gaming, BFM, or BMFcast.com. Wow, I almost...
Dude.
Wow.
Dude.
Wow. And we got our friends here in town, the Carousel Podcast, ElseWorldsPodcast.com, NoQuarters.net, and TVGP, They Do Good Things.
.tv.
Wow. You know what's really odd? Thinking back to recent history, I have not heard anybody other than you say that. That
what?
Whole spiel at the end.
I heard him start, and I just let him finish.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. As you were sitting here smirking you fucked that up, didn't you?
I've done that for 160-plus episodes.
You fucked it up.
Exactly.
Well, I'm trying to think how many episodes I've actually missed.
Oh, God.
I can count them all in one hand. Less than five.
It's actually four.
About four.
Right at four.
Hey, so why don't we end the show?
Yes, please.
So, that's it, guys.
Titanfall.
We'll see you next week.
Titanfall.